In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth, and it brings forth bud seeds, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. They that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. The chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. The high priest arose and said to him, "You answer nothing?" But Jesus held his peace. The high priest said, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He is guilty of death." Then they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. stood before Pilate, and he asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said it." Pilate said to them, "Whom shall I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" They said, "Barabbas." He released Barabbas, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. The soldiers stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe, and when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, shouting, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spit on him and struck him again and again. They put his own robe on him and led him away to be crucified. This was written above him, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. As it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. For fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel said to the women, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." And tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you." Them went that same day to Emmaus. As they talked together of all these things which had happened, and while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. They did not know him. He said to them, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" one of them, Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He said, What things? They said, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. They said, We trusted that it was he who should have redeemed Israel. And besides this, today is the third day since these things were done. Certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. They found not his body, and they said that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. He said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said to one another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us, and while he opened to us the scriptures? They rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. As they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and he said to them, Peace be unto you. He said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Thank you. He said, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." He led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. It came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.